I'm trying to listen. 2 a.m. Yeah, what is sleep? I'm not familiar with the term. No. JK. They're such night owls. Yeah. But I'm kind of glad that you're the same. Yeah, so I don't feel like a complete freak, I guess. Yeah. Who else is up at 3 a.m. in the morning making pancakes while dancing? Yep. Me. I don't know, I feel more awake at nighttime. And I've always felt tired, like, in the morning. Yeah. And I like the nighttime. It's quiet and peaceful. And it's kind of like the world is sleeping. And then it's just, you know. Yeah. So how about you? Why do you like the night then? Oh, wait. I forgot. Also, of course, the stars. Mm-hmm. I know we both love the night sky. Yeah. It's twinkling. But it's still kind of sad because, you know, the stars we see now are already dead. So it's like we're looking into the past. Yeah. You know what? We should go to one of those laser shows that they have at my... The ones that they have on campus in the planetarium. That would be really fun. We should do that for date night. Yeah. I think the show starts around 8 p.m. Something like that. Yeah. You want to do what now? No, silly. We're there to focus on the... on the show, you know. Not playing with each other. We can have playtime afterwards. Gotta be patient. Yeah. It makes it all worth the wait. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, why do you like the nighttime? So, you're basically the same like me then. Yeah. Maybe our bodies are just, like, wired differently. One of these days, we'll fix our sleeping schedule. Yeah. I think we should try. I don't think we can live like this forever. It's not healthy. We're barely getting any hours of sleep. Do you really think that people are gonna show up to storm Area 51? I think quite a few people will show up, but I don't know what exactly will happen, but it'd be interesting to see. Yeah. Why did you call you alien daddy? Okay, alien daddy. Can you probe me? Yeah, can you invade my body? Where? I think you know where. Oh, wow, alien daddy. Who'd have thought that aliens could be this dirty? Whoa, even alien comes out of this world. Yeah. Why'd you plant your flag in me? you can claim me that way. Yeah. I mean, your flag is already, you know, erect. It's ready to be planted. Wait, is that what they say? Plant your flag into the ground? Something like that. You know what would make this even more funny? Is if you get one of those glow-in-the-dark condoms. Yeah. I mean, it's only fitting, right? Alien daddy. Uh-huh. You're gonna plant your green flag inside me. Mm-hmm. I could also say that your cock, as it's going to be green and glowing. I can say that it's out of this world. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, what if every time you, like, you enter me, the X-Files theme song played? It would be so funny. You can just imagine it. I think we'd be laughing too much to get anything done. Yeah. Oh, we need to finish that show. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of scary. I mean, I was scared watching Supernatural by myself. No, okay, I take that back. For some episodes, I was really scared. Uh-huh. Probably shouldn't have watched it at, like, 3 a.m. in the morning in complete darkness. Yeah, all alone. But, if you're there and you're right next to me, I won't be as scared. Yeah, I'll feel safe. Mm-hmm. I always feel safe in your arms. Yeah. I don't know. There's just something about you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel comfortable and at ease, and I don't know. I just feel okay. Mm-hmm. Especially when you do that thing, when you wrap your arms around my body and you just hold me and you sway and this back and forth a bit and you hum. Yeah. Then I don't know, I feel safe and then nothing bad will happen. Yeah. Don't look at me with that with that face. No, I'm embarrassed. Okay. I know I shouldn't be, but I just am. I don't know, I don't want you to know all my secret thoughts and feelings. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's about you. Uh-huh. My alien daddy. Yeah, you can't know all of the human population's secrets. No. You're gonna have to invade me first to find out. Mm-hmm. And then I'll let you in on some secrets of the human species. Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. Speaking of weird cocks, do you remember the first movie we watched together? No, that was the second movie. How could you forget? Oh, babe. No, I'm seriously mad. Oh, okay. Good. Yes, it was The Shape of Water. You always say I look cute when I'm mad, but I really don't think I am. Okay, I'll be... Okay. Anyways. Remember the amphibian man? Yeah. And when, I guess they have sex. And, like, water is just flooding the whole room and they're floating. Uh-huh. And then later when she talks to her friend And she, like, does this motion with her hands where she's, like, opening and closing it. So she's basically saying that the dick comes out, sort of, like that. I don't know, it just reminded me of that scene. I remember we would used to do that motion to each other sometimes. Yeah. I don't know, it always makes me laugh. And a little bit turned on, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. Didn't Guillermo, I can never say his name. Guillermo del Toro. Wait, is that his name? I think I said it totally wrong. Guillermo del Toro. No, I'm searching this up, hold on. What is the director's name? Same guy who made Pan's Labyrinth. Oh, I can't speak. Pan's Labyrinth. Labyrinth? I don't know. It's early in the morning. I know. Apparently, I don't remember how to talk anymore. Nope. Let's see. Okay. Guillermo del Toro. I'm not even gonna try. Anyways, yes, the director. I think he said something that he really liked the movie. Is it Blue Lagoon? I have to search that up. Blue Lagoon. Yeah, the Blue Lagoon. And he wanted to make a movie where the monster gets the girl. I thought that was interesting to know. And in this case, the monster has a dick that comes out. Yeah. Imagine if your dick did that. Yeah. Like, if you're turned on, it just, like, kind of comes out. Then again, you are a grower, so it kind of is like that. Yeah. Remember the first time I tried giving a blowjob with you still soft inside my mouth, and I felt it growing. That was fun. I don't know, it was just really cool. Because our vagina doesn't really do that. I mean, our clit does get erect when we're turned on. It's basically like a mini dick. Like I've always said. Yeah, basically it's a mini dick. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, it's not as big as yours. Obviously. But I mean, it gets the job done. I think. Wait, actually, no. Not necessarily. What was I saying? I don't know. Okay. But yeah. And at least with this one, I mean, you could put your mouth. You could put your mouth all over it. And it wouldn't even be that hard. Mm-hmm. Unlike yours. Yeah. Cough, cough, jawbreaker. Yeah, you heard me. I mean, you already know I have a small mouth. Yeah. Always at the dentist, they tell me to open my mouth some more, but I can't. I'm like, I don't know, it just seems funny, like how dentists talk to you while your mouth is all open. It's like, you can't talk, so why are they asking you things and talking to you? I don't know, it just never made sense. Anyway, so what were we talking about? Oh yeah, mini dicks. Yep. Little me definitely likes it. When you suck and lick on it. Yeah. Alien Daddy, Yeah, so what data have you collected from me so far? Am I here, are you experimenting on me? Huh? Has this whole relationship been an experiment? Or do you love me? I'm just kidding with you. Of course I know you love me. Mm-hmm. I know, we both talked about how you kind of feel like aliens and that we don't really, like, belong here in this world.
Okay,
I didn't mean to make this conversation sad, but you know what I mean. And we just, I don't know, I feel kind of out of place, right? But I just, it was so nice to feel like I belong for once. At least to know that you feel the same way. Yeah, we both feel like aliens. And you know, now that we found each other, it's not as lonely anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know, alien daddy. I just thought about that. Mm-hmm. No, I can improve the conversation by doing this. What am I doing? I'm just kissing the flag. Yeah, the flag that you're gonna plant on me. I mean, plant in me. Wait, what do you mean stop? Why are you leaving? Come back. What are you looking for?
Shut the fuck up. No, you actually have one of those glow-in-the-dark condoms. Oh my gosh. Yes, try it on. Whoa. Whoa. Someone's cock is glowy. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't know how that's gonna, how it's gonna feel to have, to have your glowing cock inside me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already wet, alien daddy. You know, that's my favorite thing.
Okay, well,
one of my favorite things is when you, you know, you sort of tease me and you slide your cock up and down my clit. But you don't enter me. Mm-mm, you just kind of lubricate up. Up and down. And I don't know that look you give me. You know, like the one you're giving me right now. I don't know. It's just really fucking hot. I don't know, I feel not human. And you do, I don't know, I feel like prey, sort of, and like a hunter riding on me. Looks like alien daddy's finally invading me. This body is officially yours. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see. You're green. Your red flag is already inside.